And if you want something for your listeners to watch, there's a video that accompanies it. That video is really creepy. In my article, I put up a video series, and I mentioned a story. There are two stories warning about this. The video is actually an anime film. It was created by the Wachowski brothers, the guys who made Brought You the Matrix. And
you mean the two transgender wackos?
Oh, yes.
Yes, yes. Those two. We're not brothers anymore. They're sisters now, aren't they?
Brothers, sisters,
brothers,
Zir, Zong. I mean, I don't know what they are. Things.
Sister, brother, sister. So, now, what did they do?
Well, they created, as part of their series, a film called the Second Renaissance.
Okay.
It's a short anime film, about 20 minutes long. I do not watch anime, I will tell you, but this is worth watching because it's supposed to be about a vision into a future where robots take over. And it essentially it shows robots basically wiping out the human race, torturing people to death, and then hooking them up to machines for fun to keep them alive in perpetuity for themselves. And obviously, this fits into much more than just, per se, robots. This is actually about eugenics and about the future of how different countries are going to view themselves in relation to fellow man and how they will use robots, as we believe at Chibet.com, to accomplish this end. You know, we're saying the First World War brought the machine gun. The Second World War brought the atom bomb. The Third World War, which we know is coming because of all the proliferation of sin in the world, that is going to bring the cyborg. That's going to be really creepy.
And the cyborg, of course, will be, you know, that Terminator 6 is being made, right?
Yes.
Okay, so then I saw a story yesterday where Arnold Schwarzenegger says, this is the relaunch of the franchise. It's going to make people fall in love with the Terminator story again. The Terminator story came out in 1984, the first iteration.
If you want to fall in love with it, just go back and watch the original
one. Right, I have it. I have it on DVD. The first story was in 1984. And, you know, it was a box office disaster. No one went to the movie. When it came out on videotape, though, that's when people like me found it. And I went like, holy crap. This is pretty cool. You know, I played a soundbite from the film all the time.
It can't be bargained with. It can't be reasoned with. It doesn't feel pity or remorse or fear. And it absolutely will not stop ever until you are dead.
That's pretty much what you're describing, Mitter Bizot, of these humanoids that these maniacs are creating.
Well, you think about it. What is the robot? It's just a machine. It's programmed to perform a certain function, and it does it very efficiently because a robot can, since it's a machine, it can act with detailed precision. So now there's a whole bunch of questions with robots that obviously come up that people have raised, but the basic idea is this. We can tell you for a fact, we've done the research at Shubat.com, you can read our articles. We do a lot of what we call quickies, which are short stories detailing instances of persecution, but we do a lot of very in-depth research pieces. And we have actually tied a lot of this robotics development to major institutes, such as the Max Planck Institute of Germany, to major Darwinian scientists, such as Svante Paabo, who is the head of the institute, major billionaire funders. And essentially what they're doing is this. Do you remember, Mike, that entire horror with the aborted babies that took place? What's his name? The Center for Medical Progress. You know, all those videos where it showed scientists.
Yeah, yeah, David DeLaden.
They're like, ha, I sucked his brain out.
David DeLaden,
thank you. The reason, as we began our research, we understood the reason why David DeLaden's research was so important. And it wasn't just for people getting their sick jollies off of murdering babies. Think of these babies as crude oil in the Middle East. Crude oil, you don't just get gas and oil from it. You get heavy oil, motor oil, kerosene.
Sure.
Propane, butane, and all kinds of products that you can use not just as fuel, but essentially to build modern life. Modern plastics, for instance. These aborted babies are the same way. And a lot of the research into the cyborgs, into creating self-sustaining, self-regenerating organic, what do you call it, organic life forms that would be used on a cyborg are actually being done with aborted babies. This is in the United States.
Oh, it makes
Europe,
sense.
Africa.
Sure,
everywhere.
Sure. It makes sense. That makes sense.
Wait, and that was one of the major scandals. Is this wasn't just about some guy making Planned Parenthood mad? This is actually about his research blew a hole and gave an insight into this entire world of what was going on, to this very advanced government and military research.
Now, what about the idea here, or the prospect that the robot is going to be able to print a child? I assume that means that they will utilize 3D printer technology, and that prospective, quote, parents, close quote, humans that are going to cooperate with this will go in and design their child, you know, using some WYSIWYG program where they pick eye colors and height and sex and hair color and all that stuff?
Well, there's two. That's already going on right now. But what they're talking about here, this guy, Sergio Santos, he thinks he'll actually be able to print children, you know, like you said, in a literal printer. And obviously, one of the things I pointed out was that's never going to happen, because we've had the technology, from what I've read, to clone people since about the 1970s or 80s. The problem is that no one can get past is that whenever they get to the point where they have everything lined up in terms of a physical sense, this human creation they've made just dies without explanation, although it'll work for animals. And that's easily explained by the Catholic faith, because God is the one who gives life. He infuses the soul.
The soul, right.
Man.
Right.
We can't infuse a soul. You can't make a soul in Silicon Valley. It's not going to work.
Well, now, when you talk about infusing souls, I mean, Mitter Bizod, please. We have the technology. We're like the $6 million man. We can't. We'll figure out a way to give this silly soul thing a go. And if we can't figure that out, then we'll just say that we did, and we'll create a program called Soul, and then we'll implant it into the creature here. And then we'll be done with it. And millennials will rejoice, because they won't actually have to go through the hard work of parenting. They just go and pick their robot child up at the robot child shopping Walmart, if you will. Take them home, and hey, it never gets bigger, right? It doesn't grow.
Correct.
They haven't figured. The mad scientist hasn't crossed that Rubicon yet, has he?
Oh no, I think they're going to cross a different Rubicon though. And from what we see, the one that just really disturbs me. And that Rubicon is, you look at these people. A lot of these major scientists and financiers are also people who back, these guys are backing murdering babies for power and profit. Many of these people are admittedly involved in homosexual activity, which is another one of the four sins that cries out to heaven for vengeance. Very grave. Many of these people to have an open disdain for human life. They're into Darwinian eugenics. And for those who are unclear, part of the theory that's being promoted today, you see this huge push on Neanderthals.
Sure.
The reason why they're pushing Neanderthals is because it is actually a new form of very old racism. There is an idea. It's called the Klaudenhof-Kalergi Project. Now, there's two aspects to it. One aspect of the Klaudenhof-Kalergi Project is the idea that we're going to take all these different races of people and dump them into one area and create this dumbed-down human soup version of a human. But there is another side of it, which is that it's the attempt to try to merge certain groups of people to try to create a superhuman, an Übermensch. And who are the ones doing this? Well, in terms of trying to create a Superman as well as the robots, you see these. You hear much talk of Germany and Japan working together to create a new Eurasian man. You may have heard the term a new Eurasian century. This is part of that project. We're going to create this new super Übermensch. At the same time, they believe that by taking the rest of humanity and mixing them with people who are genetically closest to monkeys and subhuman groups, which they will say are actually African people, we're going to create this dumbed-down human. Whereas the German and Japanese will have the superior Neanderthal genes. They'll activate those and become like gods. This is another aspect of the research. It's using these aborted babies and this robotic research to turn on their Neanderthal genes and to turn off for some and turn off the Neanderthal genes for others. Svante Paabo of the Max Planck Institute and many of the Max Planck Institute research papers openly talk about this.
So and Planck being one of the guys that was a Copernican, Galilean, whatever you wish to call him, one of those that was encouraging Einstein, and the form of physics that came after or came from Einstein's work, that no, even though Michelson-Morley, the experiment failed, that doesn't matter. Even though we can't prove that the Earth is moving in space, as they say it is, you know, because we're orbiting the sun, not the other way around, that doesn't matter. We're going to ignore that, and we're going to go ahead and we're going to plug these things that we don't know into the theory, like dark matter, or like they plugged in the ethereal. And I'm trying to think what is the one that Einstein plugged in? It wasn't dark matter, it was something else. But they keep plugging things in. The latest is antimatter now. But they keep changing the theories. So Planck was a heretic. Planck was a humankind hating, Darwinian, Galileo embracing heretic. So anything that comes from the Planck Institute is going to be tainted, right?
Absolutely. And the Planck Institute is very interesting because, as you said, this is entire – people think of, well, this is about science and you're against science. No, no, no. This whole talk of science versus non-science, it's an attempt to cover for the fact that the entire idea that man just evolved against the laws of thermodynamics and against the laws of, you leave something out, it tends to decay. Against all of that, we just somehow came out and became this very high-functioning being, and others just didn't evolve. It's a religion. That's what it is. It's a religion of absolute faith.